Welcome back to True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. On today's podcast, from Q&A 562, also available on YouTube, Dr. Morse will discuss steam and asthma, pineal thymus, NSCLA, limb girdle muscular dystrophy, and syphilis. For additional information, please review show notes. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Hello, my dear ones. How are you all doing today? Did you have fun last night with Pat's course? Getting into how it all works. I find the questions you have are amazingly great. Getting into the middle of oats and things like this, you're getting into the zeta potentials and stuff of these. And taking a look at, we're into cell biology right now, you know, building up from the atom. Understanding how electrons and protons, that magnetic force, and the amount of protons versus electrons and the magnetic draw of all this, and just how things are magnetically attracted to each other in different ways. You know, and then this kind of ties in. I was thinking about this last night. This kind of ties into the question from the young lad, the last video, about he didn't understand oneness. And I thought that was very interesting, as we all are born as individuals. And I always said, we're born alone, we live alone, and we die alone, basically. Everything is standing alone. Everything. Because it can only be that way. Because, here's a little phrase for you, that alone exists. So it's a powerful experience when you start stripping away the layers of delusion, confusion, duality, you know, the layers of academia, all of the things that we consider knowledge and the basis of all life and everything, because we're so engrossed in life here at this level. But you're also learning that this level is constantly reproduced. It's like a child playing with Lego pieces, putting them together, tearing it apart, putting them together, birth, life, and death. And that's what we have here. Remember, creation is already completed. It's already done. So this is what we refer to as atom rearrangement. We're just, creation is constantly rearranging atom structures into all types of forms. But that's the fun of it from the divine, obviously, right? So we've talked about this before. When you go the opposite direction and you start breaking down form, just like digestion, you know, you start breaking down form. If we go to the reverse, we're building form now to show you in cell biology and in electrical chemistry how forming chemistry out of electricity, out of energy. And then in its subatomic particles of electrons circling around protons and getting into that side of it. But there's nano levels, sub-nano levels. At what point chemistry becomes pure energy, I'm not sure. Remember, I told you, I've seen structures of light and ropes of light and little bitty tootsie rope pop beings going across these ropes, carriers. Amazing. We got into cell biology and talking about the phospholipid layers between and the cell membrane wall and that negatively charged area, the great divide. You know, why would it be negatively charged? Why would, in the cell membrane wall, why wouldn't that be, can we use the word excitically charged? Because basically, you would be moving toward that side of chemistry. So vital to see how and why the electricity and currents are the way they are. How pH factors, agglomeration, you know, the backing up of the exthesis of fluid out of a cell, the ability of a cell to eliminate through that wall, all of these things. So if you wanted to keep it all simple, though, you pull back and you go, yeah, cool. Well, anything obstructive, obviously, anything that obstructs the flow of energy is going to obstruct any flow of getting NAD, getting anything like that, and lose electrons. You're going to obstruct the flow of everything. Methylation, someone brought up methylation. You're going to obstruct all these different processes, Krebs cycle processes, all these processes, as you begin to create agglomeration or a cationic environment. You have to look at that, and I don't think, you know, in some circles, you know, you're just looking straight away. You're not understanding the environment. Wasn't there a medical doctor that wrote a book about the terrain? You know, look at the terrain. I find it's interesting that the contagion myth, Amazon, too bad because Amazon was such an interesting company, but company-wise, but for Amazon to conveniently put it on the not quite out yet list. And they conveniently, how they put that, instead of not selling it and taking it off their list, they we're taking pre-orders for it. You know, a sad thing when a company will step in and side politically on the outcome. The reason Amazon is so popular is they're in a free country. I'm not going all these other countries, but you know, this country is where you have the freedom to be an entrepreneur, to create big things, and then you slap it in the face. Interesting. Because I like benzos. Oh, what is this one? All right. But so, when you take a look at that, going into looking at the aloneness, the illusion that there's so many pieces of individuality. So when we come into creation and we're down at this level, I'll say down or out or however you want, or into this level. And I was talking about the omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient concept of Christianity versus within that the God-devil syndrome. You know, you have to understand that both are true. Both are true. But there are different levels of understanding. You know, as you grow spiritually, you notice that at each month, each week, each day, each year, your growth of understanding, your expansion starts to take place. Things are going on within you didn't realize. And of course, a lot of nighttime activity with your spiritual guides and all that, you might not be aware of those. But your lives are changing as you're adapting and letting go of thought. You're letting go of the acid side, the negative side of life. And you're finding that balance, that homeostasis. You know, it's funny. We used to think that having vegetables creates a homeostasis with a high fruit diet. And it kind of does in its own way, considering the state of consciousness of the individual participating. So basically what I'm saying is that, you know, all of us are at different levels of understanding, or what we call states of consciousness. Where God is consciousness, you could say creation is made up of innumerable states of consciousness. So if you looked at this from the perspective of the extreme lone, because there's only one, so you would find that if you had the experience of the one, which is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, which the Hindus and Buddhism use the word consciousness, when you experience just the one, then you can understand how you see and why there is creation. It's in a deep, alone state. And I used to seek that deep, alone state like nobody's business. I sought it physically first, deep into the woods, deep into the darkness, wherever I could go to see if I could find truth. Then I sought it outside of the body, see if I could find truth, traveling to different worlds, traveling to different realms. And then I remember Jesus said, "Aren't you the living truth yourself?" Yeah, you know, and so we did allude to the book of Jay Krishnamurti last night, and I think really, if you can get Jay Krishnamurti, it'll help you to understand the mind. But if we reverse this, and that's what's beautiful about this chart. And since we got this beautiful chart from our friend, Lot, I'm going to work it and do this. but these are highly significant. It doesn't seem like it's just a chart about what. So these are all the different levels. Jesus said, in my Father's mansion, creation, there are many rooms, many levels. And so you have to understand, you're actually a part of all these levels. How do you know that? When you're in the physical. All right. So if you remove your attention off of all the things that you're looking at and desiring and wanting, that's what Buddha found. Found if he could sit under a tree long enough without desiring anything, and maybe he'd find truth. And of course he did. He found that, wow, once I quit searching for, desiring, needing, wanting, I suddenly have everything. The big Zen of all Zens. Wow. If I don't seek, I have. But if I seek, I don't have. Huh. The grand illusion. Interesting, huh? Yeah. So, if you're looking at it from this perspective, we're all full of individual bodies, things like this. So let's tear down our bodies. So what you're learning is how we're building, right? Well, let's just go back the other way and tear it back down. And where do you go? You're back down into the atom. We just left that field. Atoms, subatomic particles, electrons, protons. Pop those guys. You know, just break down everything that is matter at any micro level. And what do you get? Pure energy. Now we moved from chemistry, we've opened the door, now we're into physics. Now we understand how everything is working from gravity, I mean everything. You understand all the magnetic fields, the Van Allen belts, you understand everything. Matter of fact, I used to say that cell, that negative region, the Van Allen belt of the cell. Funny. But when you're breaking it down and you're breaking all these particles, all these little things to work, no longer is it considered a form. You lose the very essence of the form into its light and vibrational frequency of sound. Light and sound is how everything comes. That's why this God world chart deals with light and sounds. That's why people or people hew. You know, there's a big difference in frequencies there. And it's a difference in levels you're going to take yourself because you're aligning yourself. Remember the Sufi God absorption. You know, as you, it works. If you look at your life now, your attention absorbs you into what you're looking at. You know, whatever you're looking at, you become a part of. You look at someone too long, you forget you're even standing there, you become a part of them. That's how soul understands, that's how God understands itself, by becoming itself. Consciousness does not have the ability to self-analyze, to self-see, because it just is. So creation is a way that it expresses itself in duality. What is it made of? What's inside of it? It's just pure consciousness. So now you have creation. And even though it appears there is untold amount of individual forms, they're all popping out of the same thing. It's like the rays of the sun. Each ray is part of the sun, you know, part of that light, but it's still individual ray. So that's what creation is. And we lose that concept of the one because now we see a tree over there, a flower over there, and everything's the same. In science, though, as we start to get into the makeup of it, into the cells, which we're in cell biology right now, as we move that, and we just came back before that into how do you get to the cell? How do you form a cell? How do you form structure? You know, and then atoms, of course, and then what creates the atom, and then you're back on going the other way, and then you want to shift your attention from the God state or from consciousness. And it's difficult to do that when you're thinking because you're engaging your mind, and now your mind is pulling on your attention to express itself through what you just put out there. No matter what your thought was. So when you reverse that again, you know, and you start chopping off all these illusionary concepts of separation, and you start finding that these individual minds that we have, my individual mind, your individual mind, they all came out of this blue region right here, which is called the universal mind. In other words, from the perspective of consciousness, the thing that takes consciousness and divides it is the mind. What individualizes it, we loosely call that soul. We loosely call it soul, and that's the soul plane, or these planes of yellow, or Satnam, they call it in the Indian religion. And the Radhaswami group, which Shania Twain, Mutt Lange, part of that group, recognizes that level and a couple levels higher, pretty high level of awareness, to be honest with you. Of all the yoga systems, I think Shabda Yoga, in my opinion, in looking at them and seeing the levels they're understanding, and I've been all up and down these levels, I know right where they're fitting. And so, you know, but good stuff, fun stuff. But all your and my mind came out of the universal mind. And we see that every day. We can think the same thing. We all want to have the same type of healing centers, the Wright brothers and Jenner was flying. All those things shows you the universal mind. And Holmes wrote a lot of books called The Universal Mind, and studying how there is only one mind, the mind of God. But then when you pull back from that, that experience, I've said this before, is called cosmic consciousness. When you have that experience, you will truly then know the alone state. And that's the beginning of true consciousness. And when you get outside of the pure mind, you're down in causal mind. That's past and future. That's Akashic records. That's reincarnation. And that's all the things that you see. That's journeys that you go on. That's separation. The universal mind, you lose that. And now you are getting the hints of consciousness. So it's extremely neuronic. So work your way, if you want to know what these are, work your way to have them. Quit identifying with the isolates. You know, go to holistic. Holistic, see everything whole as opposed to isolates. Oh, I'm going to treat that. And look at the whole thing of life. And that's true in God consciousness and all those levels as well. Let's see here. I got your information, Stephanie, on the Truth School. I'll be looking into this and looking into you on that, my dear one. This lady is highly enterprising, to say the least. So I am looking for professors and instructors. I really am. I'm looking for the most experienced, spiritual, has an understanding of what we do, so they can tie their art into this, because when you do, Micah was here and we recorded all day Friday, and it's just fun stuff. I mean, Micah's recording his journeys and you're recording crystal healing and other gemstone healings. We're getting into that. And so we had fun all day Friday recording that. He's recording his school up there, his classwork, his coursework. And it's just fun. It's fun. Now, I was asked to talk about this, and I've never heard of this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. And here's another aromatherapist. I'm really Earthway Wellness. Very impressed, sweetheart Rosa. Very impressed with you here. I'll be calling, talking to you too. Now check this out, guys. I tell you, sweetheart. I'm going to. We're gonna find a place for this. This is just. The pathway to consciousness, to the thousand petal, to yourself. Take a look at the beautiful, look at this. Is that not beautiful? Holy crap, guys. Beautiful. Yeah, very nice. Now listen, you guys make some beautiful stuff. And we want to have these major seminars where everybody from around the world can come together and we can all have some fun. I'd like to see some art like this on the walls and some beautiful paintings of some of these, they call them golden wisdom temples, but there are a lot of teaching temples on a lot of planes. I mean, there's a lot of activity and teaching of students even while they're sleeping in their human forms. But gorgeous stuff. Definitely higher consciousness stuff, and I just, that's who we are. The world is going to have to get used to that. Oh yeah, I want to look at that. Okay. So then, and she sent me some information on this, and she's, her Mamie Vita. This seems to be a problem a lot of ladies are having now. Two periods a month. It seems to be a very common thing now. She's 38-year-old female with two children, born vaginally and naturally. Outside of these two pregnancies, yeah, I've never had any irregular cycle in my entire life. So that's interesting. Because if you have a pituitary down, you're now, it's kind of like, you go on in life and you're eating typically American food, or you're eating whatever, Mexican food, Indian maybe. You know, you're eating all these different types of foods, right? And you go along, and you have a little acid reflux and a little this and a little that, but you go on, nothing big deal. Everything's diseases. You take a little pharmaceutical for this, pharmaceutical for that. And then one day you wake up and something, let's just say you can't poop, and you find a big, big tumor. It's closed off your bowel. But you were doing good, but suddenly one day it just seemed to culminate, and it just, the slap came to you. That one day something just, it just all broke loose. And you see that an awful lot. And I still say that there is a precursor here, a pituitary weakness. Now, with that said, I am a little bit of fan of Cohen there and the understanding of electromagnetic energies and how that is affecting cell morphology, because you got to remember there's a lot of cells in your body just on the edge of no return. Just because the lymphatic systems in most humans are so backed up, you have a lot of cells that are right where radiation can trip it over. This is why just a simple shot of one rad has caused some people converted a cell on into a cancer, what they call a cancer cell, right? In other words, it literally just destroyed the cell where it couldn't replicate itself again or rebuild itself. So at a certain level, that a pathology, bang, you're a cancer cell. But the bottom line to those cells, and then you see them break apart, and then you see, as Cohen said in the little short film last night, poison the cell. But we know it in chemistry is acidifying the cell. And of course, when you acidify, then you're going to break. And then that negative charged area there that is involved in some of the, we'll allow this through or we won't allow this through. And it's obvious that some minor structured amino acids, which I hate to call protein, which we can call peptides, really are transporters of a lot of that. But you get too acidic going over that wall, I would think you have then a polarization and agglomeration in the wall. And it's why you see a lot of adhered proteins on the wall. After a while, then you see that inability to discharge internal waste from the organelles out. You know, and then that's when you start to see the acidifying of the cell fluid. How that changes the water in the fluid could be why they're thinking fourth phase. Who knows? But if you don't have that in your thinking when you're looking at this scientifically, then you're flawed in your looking, because you're assuming that everything is being done properly on the extracellular side of a cell. And you can't assume that, because that assumption is medical, and of course that takes them way out in the left field of understanding anything that's true about how the body's working. So, when we start to look at the difference between consuming acid ash foods and what happens to metabolism and all that with that side of it, and the impact that has upon certain tissues or certain cells, you know, like kidney and gut tissue. But you almost can't say anything because they're going to take you down. You know, that's why we all have to stand up for our rights, our freedoms, and everything else and take them down. So when these new online formats come on, like Frank and everything, I highly recommend we get on them. That way we don't have to worry about anybody shutting us up. Because there's a lot going on. These electromagnetic frequencies can definitely make a thyroid or a pituitary or another endocrine gland go down south. And these ladies could be, what would be interesting is to take, do some research of all these ladies and see their heights, their weights, get a picture of their iris and, you know, an iris analysis on them, and take a look and see what we see in terms of a correlation of why that might be. My opinion on this right now is you're going to see a precursor. In other words, some genetics in the pituitary itself, the radioactive waves and that. Now, that's just radioactive waves from everything that's coming now. We're getting bombarded at all levels. Matter of fact, some people can't handle it in their minds, and that's why I've said years ago, get out of your minds, because the mental waves are going to be cloudy, and they are now. Propaganda. I mean, they're just full of crap. And if you don't learn how to become conscious, you'll go nuts like all these other people are. You know? Or, in the case of vaccines, what are you putting in and what effect does that have? Cohen, of course, talked about metals. We know there's heavy metals in vaccines. We know there's mercury. We know that I bet you if you really looked at this, I bet you at least 50% of the children vaccinated go into some form of ADD, die, or have seizures. At least 50%, my guess. You guys don't hear of so many, but there's so many. And anybody that's been a practitioner of any health, whether it is a medical doctor or a naturopath or a homeopath, if you working with your people and you listen to the stories, and I have had hundreds if not thousands of cases of ADD, ADHD, all of that, then it ties it right back to the vaccine. So if you have a corrupt judge and all this, it might have let them off or something. I mean, this is a sick world right now. So I think there is some cleansing going on, some detoxification going on. But if you've been vaccinated, and these ladies, that's another thing you want to look at. All these ladies have been vaccinated, and which ones have you been vaccinated with? And, you know, the games they're playing with vaccines. I mean, you're talking about lunatics like Gates and these people. These are lunatics. Their narcissism has exceeded anything that's halfway reasonable, and they're a threat to the human race. They're a threat to the planet because they can do things that can affect the whole planet, as you see what happened taking advantage of this issue. But when you look at it and you understand microwave and all the radioactive frequencies and the effect upon the body and how it affects the RNA and DNA of a cell. Look, if you can find that study on microwave ovens back in the 70s, Stanford, Yale, one of the two, I think it alluded to that. I mean, that's been a lot of years ago, so I couldn't remember. But it was earth-shattering. It's funny how that study got buried somewhere. Oh, my God, what money will do, right? But this is amazing, and this lady's in Ecuador, which Marie here, she works for us. She's from Ecuador. Beautiful place down there. Outside of the hurricanes, too. That's kind of nice. But that's the only thing. So my answer always, guys, my answer is always going to be to alkalize, to bring the body into a state of homeostatic alkalization, if you will. You know, where you're not all alkaline. But you're alkaline dominant again, even minutely. And you get in, because you have to understand the master chemist designed the food source, to fit with the physiology of the body and the anatomy of the body. So that's why it's so important that as a species, we learn our proper food source. We might be spoiled and way out there now. Indian food versus fruit. Or good Chinese food versus fruit. Yeah. That's just the way life is, you know. We grew up with all this stuff. But the fruit, the berries, the melons, you get those organic, properly organic grown, they burst in your mouth, they pop all over you, a ripe peach off of a tree. Oh, God. I mean, so when we have available those types of foods all around us, the desire for, and once you get the fungus controlled and all this controlled in the body, because you're always going to have some degree of fungal bacterial, but you want it. And we talked about the mitochondria and why Pat likes that so much, because it's, you know, like a big bacteria. And that's why there's so much negative, because after the germ theory, everything God makes becomes negative. Ah, the bacteria's after you. Gotta kill them. You know, fungus, ah, yuck. But these are just creatures of cleansing. They just are assisting nature in the process of birth, life, and death. The lack of understanding of nature medically is astonishing, but it's academia. So you're developing the mind and not developing the spiritual understanding. So you're developing your ability to divide and separate and look at pieces of and functions of, but you're losing the overview of the whole thing. The medium, the terrain, you're losing so much of that. Plus the overview of the consciousness of the individual, the emotional impacts, the endocrine gland impacts, the hormonal steroidal impacts, neurotransmitter impacts on all of this. I mean, it's gigantic. And you can sit there and have fun. I love having fun watching you guys and having fun playing the academia. That's fun to me. I'm Pat. I love that. But I got away from that alone because I had to help you guys. And to help you guys, I had to get away from it. So then I had to take what I knew, take all that you're learning, and then how can I teach you this simplistically? So in our classes, you see, I covered a little bit. I cover the atom. I cover electrons. But I don't take you too deep. Because you're not going to use it, and it's for the professional doctorate level. But it's fun stuff for everybody to learn. You know, any of them, little notes to you, the professional doctorate level does not use that. Matter of fact, some of you intellectual geeks would probably run circles around most MDs. And again, you have to be careful developing your mind and not your awareness. And see, and that's what's happened. And so, wow, we have a lot to deal with. The mind deals with duality. So you're developing duality. Well, all these negative, you know, Die Hard movies and Kill 'Em Up movies and all these little video games of killing soldiers, it's no big deal, kill this one, kill that one. That's a feed into the negative side of the mind. And it's just gotten pretty bloated. Well, take a look, you know. So we're in some trouble there. So we're developing the other side. Even though it's duality, we can develop the positive side. But you want to develop your ability to be conscious, which is outside of duality. So that's what I'm thinking when you see these two monthly cycles a month. Scary stuff that you're having changing or augmentation of the endocrine gland system. But take a look, the toxicity level on this planet, the toxicity level from EMFs, from all type of radiation levels, all things. But this is just a natural phenomenon of God in creation experiencing with itself, seeing what it's made of. It'll destroy itself and rebuild itself. It'll wipe it out just like an Etch-a-Sketch. Oh, that didn't work. Shh. Now, let me see what else. Put yourself as the master chemist, the master consciousness of all things. Knowing that you're alone, wouldn't you want to play and have some fun? Maybe hide and go seek a little bit? So you would want to hide from yourself, because if you become awake again, now you're alone again. Oh, man. And that's the problem with some of us. That alone exists, guys. And it's an extreme state. Extreme. And I don't know what to say with it. It's a nirvanic. It's not loneliness. And so, but That's why creation exists. The divine has to, has something to do, for lack of a better word. But I will read more into this, but I'm going to tell you, it could be anything. But I'm saying this is pituitary, definitely. And the people's brains, the sinuses are so impacted, the transverse colon, the bowels are so backed up, everything's backing up and agglomerating everything. Well, all these processes you're learning, the pH factors, the variances, all these electrical variances and stuff, they're all going to be augmented. Well, as you augment, you're going to change the nature of cell permeability, all the things you know that would get ATP, ADP, AMP, you got all three. But ATP, your energy to the cell. Because when you study this enough, the bottom line to chemistry is simply the exchange of energy. So the exchange of energy from a quantum physics perspective would be the exchange of consciousness, the absorption of one into another, enhancing the functionability of that. Interesting, when you get in there and you realize how energetic everything is, and that energy is awareness, and that chemistry is just a way of isolating the one even further. Because if there was anything ever isolated, that is the physical chemical realm. Because as you leave that and you move more into the astral and emotional, everything does start picking up more toward the one. But I'm having fun with the classes. Pat's a fun teacher, isn't she? She's a good egg. She's a great lady. So the only thing I can say is, work on your endocrine gland system, work on the pituitary, take a picture of your eyes. I'd be curious if you can round up some ladies like that, get some pictures taken, and let's take a look, and we'll do a little study here. Get a questionnaire filled out by each one of these ladies. Give me two or three or four of them, and if you can do that, sweetheart, we'll check and see if there's a, and there's got to be a common denominator. Of course, I can already tell you there's only one gland that can affect that like that, not the ovaries. It's going to be the pituitary. And so that would also bring some question to, you've got thyroid, parathyroid, adrenals, you've got the other endocrine glands, also ovaries controlled by the pituitary again. You know, there's some awful devious science going on, guys. I mean, very devious stuff going on. And in some of these places, there's no ethics in chemistry. You know, I get these things from the National Chemistry Society. And a world of chemistry, there's so, what's life without chemistry, Well, you could look at that two ways. Chemistry's been our greatness, but also our bane. It's destroyed a lot because we're immature at the human level yet. Now, you're about to be introduced to much more mature beings. I have a secret little feeling. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let's see if we got some, because I got a little time here. I always like to talk to you after Pat's class, just see if anything we can talk about. I'm getting ready to add another class onto level 2. Level 2 is slated to go online here any day now. Shannon's polishing up a few things in the final exam. I've got all my letters done to you and everything done. But I'm going to add a class on using black salve. How do you pull out a tumor? And what does that look like? And I've got a lot of tasty pictures for you. and tumor sizes. I'm going to show you the different size of tumors. You see your 1 centimeter, 3 and 5 centimeter tumors. We'll show you those. Show you what those look like, how how that all works, how you use the black salve, what do you do with it, and all that. And that's important if you want to pull. Sometimes it's important to pull out a tumor, in my opinion. And if we weren't in such a corrupt time, we would have the yellow and the black salves, the zinc chlorides. We'd be able to use a little chemistry that could assist us a little better. But it's It's important to know as a healer to use this black salve, because there's times you can save someone's life by pulling this black salve and saving them surgery, because surgery isn't always the savior. You know, it isn't. First of all, your tumors are going to grow back because you never fixed the cause of it. Second of all, adhesions and scar tissue. And third of all, you've just lowered your neurological function with propofol with the neurotoxic surgery. And then, you know, you can just go on and on down why that doesn't work well. And then, of course, if you do step into the door of chemo, you just put nails in your coffin. So, and then radiation therapy and things like the very things that are causing cell damage, they're doing to you. Except a deeper level of it. Isn't that ironic? The very things that destroy cells, chemistry and radiation, the very things they use to destroy cells. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Holy crap. Let's just say when the sleeping wake up, I hope they realize just what they've been doing. All right. What herbs would Dr. Morse recommend using in steam inhalation treatment to counter asthmatic attacks as an alternative to pharmacological rescue inhaler, bronchial dilators, Aerobid, and all of that? The problem, of course, a lot of them have steroids in them, so there you go, your adrenal glands. They also are inhibitors and suppressors. Look at the difference between how herbs work than, let's say, Aerobid. One suppresses, you know, it's a bronchial dilator, but in doing that, it's a suppressor. So you have a kickback on that. Remember the teeter-totter? You can actually get worse out of that. You feel it, and you need it. And after a while, you find yourself going to that inhaler more often and more often, especially with the use of steroids. Anti-inflammatories. Well, in chemistry, guys, what are we talking about? Anti-acids. So the four lung formula, or the three lung formula, excuse me, is the best one, and the lung formula itself are the best one to help with that. You know, to break up and to loosen up mucus. Here's the problem: asthma isn't just sputum problems, isn't just mucus problems. There's a much deeper problem to asthma than congestion. You would be simple pneumonia with that, or bronchitis. No, asthma is one of the first steps of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And so, what else is wrong? What's the big problem with an asthmatic, emphysema, full-fledged COPD? Where's the big problem at? The adrenal glands and kidneys. But the adrenal glands, why? What does the adrenal glands produce in the medulla? What does the adrenal glands produce in the medulla that is essential to breathing? Neurotransmitters. You gotta have neurotransmitters or your heart can't pump and your lungs can't breathe. Remember, you have duality in essential pumping, breathing, all these things, a movement, right? Push-pull, sympathetic, parasympathetic. So that's dualistic movements to get things moving. Movement creates action, right? And then action is energetic and chemical. Then you have polarization and magnetics, you know, and all this sort of thing going on. Cool stuff. But remember, this is just the processes of life. It isn't you. It's the illusion, and the illusion is so good that you can study the processes and get lost. You can get lost in worlds far, 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 far away, both in big and both in small. You know, there's no saying. You can take the head of this pen here, cut it in half, cut that half in half, cut that half in half, and keep cutting all those halves in halves, and you'll still never find the smallest part of God. Whew. Crazy. So, You have to work on your adrenal glands, honey. You have to work on, oh, this is Corey. You've got to work on your adrenal glands, bro. You, or, well, it could be female, yep. Adrenal glands. Neurological, bring up those myelin sheaths, bring up that electricity, because you're going to find low blood pressures. If they're high, remember, that's your kidneys bumping up the adrenals. Get that cleaned out. You're going to run low, low neurotransmitters. You feel tired, energy. We're looking for ATP. We're looking for energy. Well, wait a minute. We have other forms of energy in the body, right? Right. And some of them in the forms of neurotransmitters. And that's exactly where we're going here. And how would he recommend doing this? Please notify me by email as regards his answer and whether he does a YouTube video on this topic. Thanks and blessings, Corey. Okay, here it is down here. Yeah, so she can show you that. Well, first of all, I'm going after my lymphatic system, number one. But as you, and the reason I don't get too much thinking about the lungs other than using the three lung tea or the lung formula is you're going to go through it. I don't care if you've got congestion in those bronchi or in those lungs, at some time or another, you're going to start coughing this up. The beauty of hydration, and you're 90 years old. Oh, I just cracked my sternum. Oh, I just cracked my ribs coughing too much. There was a code blue on one of the floors of the hospital I was working at the time. And I run up there because I'm in cardiopulmonary. That's our job, is to run codes, right? But the main MD that runs codes is generally the emergency room doctor, right? So there was a doctor, and this cardiologist, he was awful handsome. He was a good-looking man. He was from Spain or somewhere, and this guy was, man, all the ladies went to him. You know, he was a good-looking cardiologist. So this old lady had coded, right, and he was on her and giving her chest compressions. Well, I come running in, he goes, here, take over for me, and he says, looked at me, and he said, don't crack her sternum. And so I looked at him, and I got on her, and I went like this, and he'd already cracked all her ribs. Oh, you got to be careful with an MD. I just have to tell you. And you want an IV started by an MD? Good luck. Let me tell you. Whew. God, oh, I got stories out the butt. But yeah, you want to get on that. And I would take the antispasmodic on a regular basis. Like a half a dropper full or dropper full 3-4 times a day, along with three lung, the lung formula. Now remember, when you start hydrating, and go on your fruit diets, because remember, when you start hydrating, a couple things are going to happen. You're neurologically going to pick up for sure, no question about it. Now your adrenal glands, you might feel really good for a week or two, and then you might kick into some healing crisis, so don't freak out with that. But just take, that's why it gives you a couple of weeks to feel good, so let you know that this is how you're going to feel, but now we're going to kick in and get stuff cleaned out. So just remember, sometimes you feel really good for the first week or two, and then others go right into it. Some people are just like ticking time bombs, and as soon as you start any type of electrical hydration, boom, cold and flu-like symptoms, sinuses dumping, fevers to get the skin to dilate, and body starts kicking out all this. How does that happen in chemistry? Explain it to me, guys. So, you think there's a conscious being running everything? But a conscious being would mean that there's only... Well, that would have to be an isolate, right? But that's how I would go. Clean, but strengthen those adrenals. Get neurotransmitters up. If you're running low blood pressure, take licorice root, but get the adrenal formula. You might even bump with a 400 milligram adrenal cytotrophin or glandular just to, hello? Yeah, I'm an adrenal cell. Oh yeah, I remember now. Well, I mean, our genetics are losing our consciousness of the cells. Oh, I don't know what I'm here for. Matter of fact, the male-female aspects, you know, even that. I have an important question for Dr. Morris. It's regarding spirituality and what is happening in the world. All right. Is the pineal only opened if the thymus is activated? I would say no. And I want you to realize, this is a good question from one viewpoint. You want to know spirituality, change your viewpoint. You are the activator. You. Who activates all this? You. Trace it back. I'm tearing your physical body apart. I'm down to the cellular level, right? We're now cell biology right now. So we're building to the tissues, the organs. We're building, right? So, but you start to go and you start to see energetically as things that are torn apart. So, who's control of all this? If we sit back and are the follower, remember I used to say, if you're not lead dog, the view is always the same. Yeah, you always look at someone else's rear end. So, by expanding your ability to see, meaning you're withdrawing your thoughts, your micro thoughts, and you're allowing your consciousness to observe the whole thing, then you become the power that feeds. The pineal is definitely a power hog of the spirituality. It really doesn't need another gland to activate it. You know, if anything, it's the activator of all the other ones, including the pituitary. Sorry about that. Including the pituitary. So, remember, the power comes from where? Where does the energy, where's the power come that turns on everything? We're studying it at the minute levels, the micro levels, the macro, getting more, well, we're going, in one way, we're getting more micro. But in a sense, we went macro, micro, macro, semi-macro. We're getting up bigger structures again, coming from you're looking at it, where the infinite is expressing itself in the finite. So you never want to allow other things to turn on other things other than your own consciousness. With that said, though, the interconnecting link here is the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus. This whole, CNS. I mean, this is your link. Crown chakra, thousand petal lotus, all that syndrome. But again, I'm a thymus thumper, you know, and the thymus gland, there's so much about that, the heart chakra, the thymus, and the throat. But I think I'm speaking to a whole bunch of higher beings on my channel, and you guys are going to be the power instead of using the power. You see what I mean? Vital that you understand that. The difference between the follower and the leader, the knower. The difference between that is used and that which is strong and safe. The thymus houses the seat of our consciousness. This is what they are trying to disconnect us from with these silly vaccines. Oh, they're trying to disconnect us from everything. The human body, you know, because it's conscious. Remember, the human body is just a physical organism made of cells, spaces and fluids, all right, and some ash. All right, so we got some chemistry going on. They can't affect you as consciousness. Remember that. They're only trying to destroy the physical side. They're trying to disrupt DNA and RNA. They're trying to disrupt the genetic stance of cells. They're trying to re-Googleize. It's almost like the Nazi time when Hitler wanted a superior race of blonde and blue-eyed beings. He was thinking about how you genetically engineer superior beings. Well, the truth of it is you can. And we are. Our group is showing the world how you genetically remember cells and bring out superior beings. And you beautiful parents are bringing out some of these babies that are unbelievable. And good luck dealing with these higher beings. They're going to disrupt the consciousness of the day, introducing the high levels of freedom and stuff. And you're seeing this. It's just amazing. And our educational system is, look at these unions. What is going on with these teachers' union? You guys need to fire the unions. Get rid of them. Oh, my God. They're trying to bring the consciousness down. Yeah, I agree with all of that. But don't let your consciousness be trapped in any gland, any organ, any cell, anywhere. Don't be trapped anywhere. No one has control of you. Be conscious. Just saying. Right? Right. These are glands that are used for T cell and for immunity and lymphatic work. How they fit into the seat of consciousness. You get into the Upanishad, you get into Hinduism and stuff like that. I agree with that in certain ways. But I'm pulling you guys away from that trap into being the one and then looking into your creation. That's your survival throughout all of this, guys. Was done on the winner of the national when numbers were, oh, it was iodine. Oh, man. I mean, there's so much to this, guys. That's your only survival now. Is let the alchemists play alchemists. Let all these mad scientists play that. The power of consciousness and awareness will fry them even. I'm telling you, when you start getting into the power of consciousness, you're into the power of everything. And that's where you're the strongest. That's where you're the most free. That's where you're the most happiest, if I could use that word, because that word does not even come to play. Ecstasy and joy. Power over these things, my friend. Power over these things and them too. Put that power into your cells, into your body. Don't allow your cells to be affected that way. Change your chemistry ingestion. Kind of be aware of your a magnetic ingestion. Use the golden light if you want, but if you being in the now, you are the golden light. I'm just saying. That's your protection. Outside of that, good luck. Yeah. Cameron, thanks. Thanks, sweetheart. With love to you and all the DM. Love you guys. I tell you what. I love to talk to aware beings. Because, look at what. Look at what's going on. Well, you get a nice planet going that everybody wants to visit it. And you get people that have destroyed their own planets here. You've got the people that that are bound to destroy this one. I mean, take a look at in this country what's going on. It's a horrendous mess. It's one thing to bring people in here, come on in legally and everything, and come on and check you out, and you know, and see if we can get you jobs and stuff like that. But we got some serious problems here. And guess what? It's all for power. Power, but who's controlling that power? Like I said, don't look anywhere but the mind. That's where this war is. The war is at the mental levels. Don't let your mind control you, and don't let your those negative thoughts that are going to be coming in from everywhere going to come in. They're not you. Don't feel guilty. Don't let your mind make control you. You get control of that puppy. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can get, you can't get control of mind through thoughts, because it is thoughts. So think that out. Hello, dear Robert. Hello, my friend. I am writing to you from Nottingham, England. Nottingham. I have been diagnosed with NSCLC, adrenal carcinoma level 2. All right. My tumor is, you didn't say any centimeters. You just have centimeters here. I don't have a number here. My tumor is something centimeter in diameter and is confined to right upper lobe. So I am facing a lobectomy in 3 weeks. Oh, crap. I'm sure this is more than 3 weeks old. What would you advise me to do? Take the surgery or not? And my main issue is that I can't seem to decide. Eddie? I'm sure you've already done it by now. I don't know. Maybe she just put this in here, but there's no way in hell. What's that telling you? That adrenal gland sitting on top of what? And what is that kidney's job? for you guys in true A&P, what is the job of the kidneys? The elimination of systemic waste, right? You've got two forms of elimination in the human. Well, we can go on a bit more, but we have two overall forms of elimination. Digestive waste and cellular waste. Cellular is structure function. So anytime you have function, you're at the cellular waste. But you have structure too, producing waste. So you have to have a way to eliminate. We talked about lactic acid last night and all these acids that you're producing when you're exercising or moving, or any cell functions producing waste. I don't care what it is. Create more activity, you create more respiration, you create more activity in muscles. So everything is increasing the demand for energy, right? But also chemistry at certain levels. I mean, it gets freaky at certain levels, guys, because we talked about that last night, achieving a level of unobstruction within the human body that the energy is just almost constant. There's no getting tired. It's almost like it's boundless. No matter how much effort you try to get rid of it, it's always there for you. You just don't know what to do. There's just so much there. It's just always there on demand. Like I said, I had to actually come off of fruit and get down to some salads and eat some steamed vegetables and stuff to ground myself. Because I'm telling you, you got to be careful about balance, because we're talking about the highest. We're now into God energy, guys. We're into who you are. We're into who God is. We're into the essence of everything now. We're not playing. I mean, we're also learning the creation and what it's made of. That's essential to get your doctorates and stuff. But what's more essential is understanding how that little piece of the puzzle fits in the totality of everything. And we're just talking about a little body way in creation on a little planet far, far away, basically, that deals with duality, and it's just a little piece of nothing. When you really get into consciousness, I mean, holy crap. So this is where your guys have opened up into a world of the infinite. That's what I like to teach anyway. So, you know that adrenal sits right on that kidney, and that eliminates metabolic waste or you know, cellular waste, so we got to get it filtering. I'd go after that kidney. I'd be on a fruit diet big time, so I'd probably do grapes. If I'm facing that quick of a surgery, I'm doing grapes and dry fasting and water fasting, a mixture of all those. I'm going after my kidneys with two or three kidney formulas. I'm probably going to do three lung for a couple of weeks. Then I'm going to probably hit maybe lymphatic one or three. Lymphatic three is a good puller. I'd probably do the medium one. I kind of move them to mild, medium, and strong. And get less confusing for everybody. So I would do the medium one until I get filtering, and then use the strong one, lymphatically speaking. I'd go after my GI tract. I'd use a GI Renew and then maybe a GI Broom. Start cleaning, hydrating, cleaning. I'd probably stay away from circulation right now, just for a little while. Not that it probably would increase the tumor size or what, but think about this. I'm going to be moving blood more aggressively interstitially. Well, if it's an interstitial tumor, then you've got blood involved in it, because you have 25% interstitial fluid is blood. Thank you. Excuse me. But most of these tumors are lymphatic tumors. But that's where I would be going first. If you just couldn't get a hold of this and couldn't get a hold of this, but you know they're going to take your adrenal gland, well, here's a problem. All right, so you have an adrenal gland for what? Each side of your body. Your right adrenal gland is for your right side, not for your left side. Your left adrenal, so you start kicking out. Same thing as removing kidneys. Remember I told you about that kidney, that lady that came to me with elephant legs. That one, her right leg was, I mean, she was out there. And she had had breast cancer, and they had removed her breast. And I told her the problem was in her kidneys, and she looked at me and almost started crying, and she said, "They took my kidney too." And then she lifted up her dress, and she said, "Is that why my leg is this big?" Bam! Well, the problem was, I didn't have a kidney to use. Well, I don't want to cry on that one. It was a bad one. Poor lady. She probably died in her van at McDonald's parking lots because she had to live in it. Anyway, Eddie, go for it, man. Don't let him hurt you. Oh, God. All right. I've got a lot to go do here, so I've got some meetings to attend here. But you get the drift. 35-year-old. I am 35-year-old and was diagnosed with limb girdle muscular dystrophy. LGMD. All these abbreviations. Wow. And at age 21, oh my God. Oh, man. Well, you know, wherever there's dystrophy, whenever there's atrophy, whenever there's the decay of cell function, what side of chemistry is doing it? There's only two sides of chemistry, and you can come back to that. We can play with pHs and all that kind of stuff and zetopotentials and all this involved in these. But basically, we only have two sides of chemistry, right? So which side do you see the decay or an atrophy on? Well, then that's going to take you to interstitial. That's going to take you to your lymphatic system. And that's going to take you to your kidneys, your skin. That's then going to take you to the endocrine gland involvement, which that's going to take you to the adrenal glands on top of the kidneys, the thyroid, to the skin, and the rate of metabolism and body temperatures. See where we're going with that? So those are the areas you're going to work on. You know, get everything hydrated and eliminating. Get that cell function up, you know, change the way the cell can absorb and create ATP. Change that agglomerative nature, that acidic nature, that cationic nature that's developing interstitially. And I might say that's interstitial, we could use the word extracellular, but then you've got to understand intracellular, which is inside the cell now. What can't get out is going to stay home. Well, it's waste being produced. Remember, all activity at all levels have energy barfs. Pew, pew, pew. Whether it's chemical energies or electrical energies, or both, basically. So, this is, you have to get into that and start moving that lymphatic system if you're going to retain and rebuild your muscles again. And your body rebuild itself. We're showing you this toe. I don't know, my latest pictures, if you've seen this, but take a look at the beauty of this toe. That is from this. Isn't that beautiful? The man and his wife is putting in the effort, and they're winning the game there. A lot of work, yeah, a lot of work. But he's going to have a toe to balance himself on, because remember, you got to have your toes to walk. And you don't have them, it's not a good fun thing. So save what you can. But when you see the atrophy decay of muscles or anything else, you know that acids are present. Well, that immediately is going to take you not to the blood, that's going to take you to the lymphatic system. And then from there, that's going to take you to where? The kidneys, the filtrations, the adrenals, and that. Then we can get into all the other sodium potassiums and how the cells then and retain all that. But you first have to eliminate agglomeration. You have to then create fluidity. So as I said last night, we have to work on elimination to get the first part of chemistry back in line again. You can't play out here in the kitchen with supplements and ADHDs and all these things and play that game when the whole problem is agglomeration. And the type of ingested chemistry and everything like that. Change all that back to what we're talking about. Get your filtration, your hydration. Get to the species types of chemistry, which is the fruits, berries, and you can argue maybe some vegetables. But still, when you looked at a herbivore, really much different than a Homo sapien. Really, I mean a horse, a cow, an elephant, a rhinoceros. These guys are totally different than a primate. And I hate to almost bite my lip, but an omnivore, and this is why they kind of hedge the Homo sapien toward the omnivore side. I am very happy to report that I am still walking. Yes, not great, but walking nonetheless. Well, we turn this around, don't we, right? So to turn this around, you got to get yourself filtering, get on the fruits, berries, and melons, you know, put that energy to those muscles, and you'll feel it come in. Once you've got this interstitial levels hydrated, you can feel that energy come in, rebuilding the muscles assured. I can just tell you. But we're also thinking, what? When we see lymphatic stagnation interstitially in the muscles, right? Where else? Interstitially also means in the GI tract wall, in the small and large intestinal wall, which can affect what? Absorption. Then we have all the mucoid plaque on the wall from all the starch foods, all the mucus-forming foods. So we have our own mucus-forming ability choking us off. I am able to get up from the ground or certain furniture, such as chairs. That'll change, though. That will change, my friend. Matter of fact, and time now, you want to get on upper circulation, brain and nerve. Those are very important. Upper circ, brain and nerve, two kidney formulas, do the three lung, and then graduate into the lymphatic formulas. Go after the GI tract, of course. Clean up the liver. I don't know what all that looks like in you anyway. Weakness started in my legs, and I have a waddle when I walk. Yeah, but get in your lower back. You're going to get that straight. Make sure your spine is straight, by the way. And use those neurolymphatic points all the way down, all the way down. And the coccyx all the way up. It wouldn't hurt to even use the sternum points, but the back points. Get everything moving. Get the kidneys moving. Get those legs moving. You know, get these groin areas moving and hydrated. I cannot walk up or downstairs, or over the past 1.5 years, I started to have lots of weakness in my arm. Yeah, I know. Well, you know. So, again, make sure, you know, you're all straight and everything, but start moving this out. And by the way, I want a picture of your eyes if you send it to me, all right? Send me a picture of your eyes and mark this. All right, who is this? Oh, parental grandmother had Crohn's and ended up, see what I told you right there? Malabsorption for sure. Right, here we go. Parental grandmother had Crohn's back in her 50s. Oh, my God. My mother had extreme stomach. See, there you go. There you go. Right down the line, guys. Right down the line, because every cell is a genetic cell. Sorry. You know, it's the way it is. Well, then we have the lymphatic system. So the condition of the kidneys bump up the condition of the lymphatic system. Well, guess who you're in for about 9 months? Yeah, probably a lady that's not filtering. As a rule, all right, except for our guys. So what does that make you? I recently learned her healing really took off after she eliminated a bunch of worms. I also have a cousin on my dad's side that, he's talking about connective tissue disorder. So here we go. We got worms on one side. Remember I told you about the MS case in Portugal that they told me? The medical people sent him over to me. Wasn't MS. Wasn't Lou Gehrig's. Wasn't Parkinson's. What did I find in him? He couldn't walk. He was bedridden the time I left Portugal. But what happened? He was a butcher, and he was throwing up handfuls of worms. And as soon as he got the worms out of him, I got him driving around Lisbon, if anybody knows what that's like, in 3.5 months. Bedridden. To 3.5 months driving around Lisbon, Portugal. Connective tissue, absolutely. Where are you going with that? Pituitary parathyroid. You guys are good. All right. So look at this. You're giving your whole disorder there. So it doesn't matter the syndrome that they call these things. You know what? That's some medical doctor's name. No, I think these issues are all related. Ho, 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 I am 5'4", so we know there's a pituitary involved. All right, so here we go. And so there's probably a parathyroid here. We need that calcium to strengthen. So there again, take a look. I would do on this journey, I would say after about the first month, hit yourself a parathyroid glandular, about 50 milligrams. One in the morning, one in the evening. I also would do an herbal pituitary formula. At the same time, you could hitch up Superfood 3 or hook up with the Bones formula. Start bringing in high calcium. Pick up the utilization factor of the calcium. Start getting the hydration of the acid system stagnation done and fixed. So all that inflammation, all that blockages is opened up. Calcium will then be turned into a rock. And then everything else, you know, go that direction. Yeah, so there'd be the areas I work on. My average weight used to be around 120 to 125 pounds. Ouch, this got to be a female. Could you please take a look at my eyes? You got them? Yeah, Damn. All right. I'm going to ask Jen B to look these up. I'll have to do this on another video, but I will come back and address her on this video, guys. If not, I'll have them get a hold of you, and we will get you going on this. But yeah, you want to? Yeah, you'll be able to stop this, though. I don't see really any point. One, you couldn't stop it, but you're working on some genetics here. Look at that. Working on pituitary. We're working on parathyroid for sure. We know adrenals and kidneys here. We see that. I have been slowly transitioning away from the SAD over the past couple of years, and only recently, about 9 weeks ago, I switched to a 95% raw diet. Boy, I would. Holy crap. And if you really wanted to and not hit that, bump that off fruit, suck down green drinks. And I mean mainly alfalfa juice. Maybe if you want to throw a little wheat, but I don't like wheatgrass juice. Puh! Alfalfa, baby. You want minerals? Go alfalfa. The power. Shackley even knew that. I am still having a lot of cravings, mostly of bread, pizza, pizza. So why is he? All right, so listen. This guy's craving bread, pasta, pizza. What's that? Fungus! Now, he's also craving salt. What's that? Adrenals. So his adrenals are down. His fungus is high. See where we all are here? Yeah, I can see his eye right, or her eye right now. So yeah, absolutely. I am proud of my progress. I know you recommend fruits, berries, and melons only for people in my situation, so that is my goal. What are your thoughts on eating avocados, cucumbers, and tomatoes? I like that. Tomatoes, I probably wouldn't. I love good beefsteak tomatoes, you know, but they are acidic. Nightshade, are these fruits or veggies? Tomatoes, I think they're fruits. Anything a plant or tree bears, in my opinion, are fruits. God, it's been years since I've thought about that. Oh, there used to be a fruititarian society in Washington, D.C. You'd have to go back to my old videos where I talk about that one. Oh, I've forgotten about that. Oh, so many years have passed. Whoa. But, yeah, anything a plant or tree bears could be considered a fruit. Even a nut almost could be considered a fruit almost. It's just too concentrated of amino acid blend, though. But yeah, I would consider, but you know, there are fruits, some fruits are very acidic forming, you know, you want to be careful with that. But then how they're raised and everything like that. Oh, my eyes look like they are a cross-section of a tree with several nerve rings and radius solaris lines showing weaknesses in so many areas that I am not sure where to start first. Uh-oh. At least you guys are getting smart. My God, and you can see your eyes and learn. You might not like what you see, but now you know you can do something about it. You're not going to sit there and just waste away. You're going to stop and fix it. That's what I like about you guys. You're all lead dogs. You're not going to sit there and take it. I mean, that's a soul that's going to reincarnate. You sit there and just let the medical people juice you with chemicals and everything else. Well, we'll treat. We don't know what causes anything, but we'll treat you. We humans got to grow out of that level of thinking, eh? Ooh. I had been filtering a little on two of the kidney formulas, but now I am done with these and using the GI broom. And no, you do it all together. Don't use one and then no. Hit your body hard. Don't play a game. You know, take a little kidney formula here. I take a little formula there. Hit it. You want to be strong, woman? Go after. GI broom and not seeing as much sediment in my ear. My eyes are starting to lighten up. Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. In addition to my severe weakness in my limbs area, I believe I have issues with absorption. Do you think? I tend to have a lot of discomfort in my stomach. Again, look at the genetics coming on down, guys, here. Wow. I am feeling stagnant lymph being pulled through my system. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, you're right on, honey. I also had my daughter when I was, female. I also had my daughter when I was 30 after I had genetic testing to make sure she wouldn't end up with LGMD. You know what, though? They're not going to test for that. Come on, you know what's causing this. They don't test for interstitial lymphatic stagnation. They don't know any of that. They're just looking how the genes are morphodized. So, No, honey, you don't. You want to go after you and your daughter's health. Really, I'm serious. I realize I have passed a lot of my health issues on to her, so figuring my health out is more important. Exactly. Well, just look at your mom and your grandma. I mean, look at how that's moving down the line here. And somebody's got to cut this genetic line off or cut itself off. But you can understand why it cuts itself off, right?
Right.
Other symptoms include: I struggle with mild acne on my face, head to toe, guys. Neck, which has been improving since going on fruit. Good deal. Well, you're moving your limbs. You can tell. It's clearing up. You're moving your limbs. You can feel it moving in your body. That's pretty cool. So you're doing pretty good that way. I have ringing in my ears and very low energy and fatigue. Well, guess what? You know, your adrenals are down big time genetically. So, you know, rock with that, whatever that is. Go to licorice root, whatever. Increase those adrenals. Get their neurotransmitters up. I get anxiety with too much stimulation. Yep, that's adrenals, right? Breathing and all that, which I feel is vibrating sensation in my body and muscles. Well, you're getting spasms, you know. And again, go think about that parathyroid calcium to avoid any type of seizure type of thing. But also you want neurotransmitter production, because if you did see nerve rings, I mean, you're just seeing what's going on. You're losing your nerve function and your actually cell function of these tissues. So you're going to fix all these things. What side of chemistry are you on? What system's doing this? No. Ooh. My toes will swell a little throughout the day, and sometimes they turn purple when I am cold. Which is a lot. Where are we? Where? Thyroid cold, right? Thyroid, parathyroid. We're right on top of that one. And, of course, where's the toe swelling from? Kidneys and adrenals are right on top of that one. I also seem to lose control of my muscles and get really stiff, weak when I am cold. I live in Minnesota and cannot wait for some winter weather, some warmer weather, and riper fruit. Yeah. I was also curious to hear what you think about celery juice. Okay. Do you view celery as an herb or vegetable? Vegetable. Well, I mean, vegetables are herbs. I hate to tell you. Vegetables are herbs. They're all botanicals. Now, as far as I'm concerned, every lettuce, everything you're eating in the vegetable line is an herb. Has a specific effect in your body? Absolutely. A lot of them have hybrided down, you know, to look like forms of food, but all of these things have medicinal, if I can use the word medicinal, values, you know. Talk about this on YouTube, but what are your views on medicinal cannabis use during this whole process? I don't mind talking about the weed. I've been
Cheers,
in the...
mate.
Oh.
I mean, crikey.
Yeah, crikey, man.
Yes.
Yeah, bud. I've been in a few dispensaries in my life. Well, they're doing a lot of research with cannabis in terms, and I brought this out before, in microcirculation. That would be incredible to see a plant increase microcirculation levels. Now we're into these very remote areas, dense areas of bone, connective tissue, and things like this. However, I'll say this. Anytime you want to smoke something, it's toxic to you. So an old preacher man from, this is a preacher man living in Detroit from Jamaica, told me one day sitting across my desk, he said, "We don't smoke that stuff." He says, no, toxic. He says, "We make it into a tea." And there's a lot of, but you know, you got gummies, you got all kinds of now candies and stuff, but then you got all kinds of sucrose and crap in all of those. So I don't know. You know, I can't, I think it's a good meditative tool. In terms of using it for the health benefits, then you're going to be eating it and taking it like an herb. We've tinctured it here. We've done a lot of things in that way, you know, and now you can buy tinctures in these dispensaries. I don't know what the THC levels are in those or anything like that. I'm adamantly against the oils, dangerous stuff, burning oils. And I know a lot of friends that have their card here in Florida, and they gotten away from burning the oils. And I do believe, you know, when you're going into the other oils, getting away from smoking cigarettes, a lot of people did have some of the young people were dying from this flavors and the toxicity factors of flavors and destroying lung tissue. But remember, when anything you burn and you're pulling it right in, you're pulling carbon dioxide, monoxide, you're pulling everything in and right in. And it's, of course, going right through into the blood without the digestive tract and the value of all of that. So basically, you're going right in. So that's why when you see smokers, you see connective tissue problems, you see wrinkled skin, you see all these things like this, because it's sucking calcium out of you. Same thing as you get older. You know, as you get older, you get more acidic, you start seeing wrinkles and stuff like that, because you're depleting your calcium levels because you're too acidic. You keep eating acid-ash foods. So, you know, when you get older, the first thing you do is you go back to your fruits, your berries, your melons, and your salads. That's number one. Anybody 70 years old, my age or older, shouldn't eat any meat, any grains, any beans, any crap like that at all. No dairies, nothing like that, if you want to live long. So, you know, there's all types of things going on in that. I'm sure this administration is probably going to legalize it. I know the House already has. I think it was Portugal where they like to help people that have different addictions of things, particularly in the coke and other areas, heroin and stuff. And I'm for helping people, not imprisoning them. You know, California, you got to let a lot of these people go. Let all the drug people go. You're letting people that have a lot greater offenses go. You want to let all the drug people go. They just need help in their consciousness. So I don't know where I fit on that. You know, if you're going to smoke it, use a, you know, a water pipe, that sort of thing. But I would probably use more tincture form if I was you, or make a tea out of it to relax by. You want the nutrition out of your foods. So it doesn't matter what you cook. Now, we talked about that in the last video. You can cook up the Heal-All tea and it still can kick your butt medicinally. So even when you cook and agglomerate some of this chemistry, it still loves you. Isn't that amazing? But in pharmaceutical world, you're way out there. But you're in petrochemicals now. Thank God for you and all now. Welcome, you guys. I love you all. This is Jenny, by the way. P.S. I have done a 2-week protocol and used the following formulas: kidney 1 capsules, kidney 4 tincture, adrenal tincture, lymph node 2 tincture, and brain and nerve tincture. I am currently taking the GI Brew 1 and Heal All Tea. Do it all together, sweetie. Do it all together. And make, it's like if you're going to go, go. Don't keep looking back. Go. I love you guys. Yeah, let me read you this one. Dear Dr. Morris, my name is such and such, and I have syphilis and was treated with 2 injections in each thigh once a week for 3 weeks. So 6 injections totally. I believe it was penicillin, probably. Now you got some sulfur to deal with. Holy crap. Could those shots have any negative effects? Yeah. Yeah, they could have put sulfur and other metals in you. So you're going to detox yourself. That's the same thing with syphilis or anything else. Any type of VD, herpes, anything like that, virals, anything like that. You just detox yourself out. The problem with virals, stay home. And you notice it, get that anybody that has herpes, has simplex or whatever, genital herpes or whatever, notice that when you start eating acidically and you feel your body getting acidic or having too many unripe pineapples or things like that, you notice what happens. Too much lemon, you start to get sores. So are you equating acids with virals now? Okay. And the same thing. So when you go alkaline hydrate, virals neutralize or you eliminate them out of the body. You know, the whole thing is to get everything eliminated and the body cleaned up. Even the antibodies can clean out of the body. You can clean everything out of the body. It's funny. It's wild with that. But penicillin, yuck. Yeah, I know. You just this is where a lot of people got into allergic reactions and anaphylactic shocks and everything else with penicillin. But for sure, I mean, just detox yourself out, clean yourself out. But when you take all these, this is the lymph system, and so many people have bad lymphatic systems that, yeah, virals can be passed that way through fluids and stuff. Could those shots, matter of fact, when you go in the hospital, they're talking about the AIDS, you know, the virus, and the HIV viral. They've been nice to everybody when they talk about passing of virals. You know, just kiss somebody. Is there any special protocol you would recommend for somebody who had syphilis and was treated for it? I do, and that is go after your kidneys and adrenals, hit your lymphatic system. Now remember, lymphatic system's for poisons, acids and poisons. So anytime you're in connect with toxic pharmaceuticals, toxic chemicals from plants, spider bites, snake bites, anything like that, start sucking down the lymphatic formulas, plantain, anything you can grab like that in nature, start sucking it down. It'll start neutralizing these hemio, excito, all these different level of toxins. I don't know how much on neurotoxins, but you've got to detox those out of the body big time for sure. But yeah, you know, just detox the lymphatic system and clean yourself up. I've got so many good ones here, guys, but I got to get kicking. I love you. Yeah, it's fun having these classes, isn't it? Yeah, when you see this school coming together and the people that I'm picking, and I'll be talking to some of you out there that are sending me your gupas, because I'm looking for experienced spiritual people that know how to help people on all levels, and particularly when you get into essential oils and you get into flower essences. There's a lot can be done in emergency situations. I've alluded to that a lot, especially flower essences. On a daily basis, flowers are just the art of happiness. So there's a lot that can be used with these and played with while you're detoxing, helping you through some of the emotional components while you're detoxing. You know, just buying flowers and smelling flowers is gorgeous, you know. I like to buy flowers for my ladies. So flowers. So here's a great big bunch of flowers for all of you guys. I love you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please visit his website, Dr. Morris's HerbalHealthClub.com, for more information. Also, if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. Come join us on other platforms, Instagram and Twitter at Robert Morse ND. So until then, stay happy and come back soon.